China successfully launched the Chang'e 5 lunar probe from the Wenchang spacecraft launch site in Hainan. This is China's first sample return mission, which has been one of the country's most complicated and difficult space tasks by far. Only two other countries, the U.S. and the former Soviet Union, have brought samples back from the moon. It would be the world's first unmanned sample return. The lunar probe, which weighs over 8 tons, is comprised of 4 parts, an orbiter, a returner, an ascender, and a lander. The lander will collect moon samples and place them in a vessel aboard the ascender, which will dock with the orbiter. The samples will then be transferred to the returner. The returner is expected to land in northern China in mid-December. U.S. General Services Administration Chief Emily Murphy has told Joe Biden that the Trump administration is making federal resources available for his transition into office. The letter from Murphy was revealed minutes before President Donald Trump tweeted that he approved of the move. Trump says in a tweet that he's directing his team to cooperate on the transition, though he has not conceded defeat. Biden's projected to win 306 Electoral College votes to Trump's 232 in the November 3rd election. General Motors will recall about 7 million big pickup trucks and SUVs worldwide to replace potentially dangerous Takata airbag inflators. The announcement came Monday after the U.S. government told the automaker it had to recall 6 million of the vehicles domestically. GM says it'll not fight the decision, even though it believes the vehicles are safe. It'll cost the company an estimated $1.2 billion, about one-third of its net income so far this year. Oxford University and AstraZeneca say that late-stage trials show that their coronavirus vaccine is up to 90% effective, giving hope for a cheaper and accessible vaccine. The results are based on interim analysis of vaccine trials in the UK and Brazil. The researchers say the vaccine has an average efficacy of 70% in protecting against infection. Dr. Andrew Pollard's chief investigator of the trial, and he says the results indicate that they have a vaccine for the world.
We've got a vaccine which is highly effective. It prevents severe disease and hospitalization. And intriguingly in the results, although the headline is 70%, protection. And we do have a subgroup who got a half dose as the first dose and then a full dose as the second dose where we saw 90% protection. So I think these are really exciting results.
A U.S. Navy guided missile destroyer has started its journey to the Black Sea. Officials say the warship's headed to the region to conduct regular patrols as part of a NATO mission. U.S. Navy ships regularly patrol in the Black Sea in support of NATO allies such as Turkey, Bulgaria, and Romania. The USS Donald Cook is a fourth-generation guided missile destroyer. It has Tomahawk cruise missiles that have a range of up to 2,500 kilometers. Experts are to discuss the prospect of applying China's Beidou navigation satellite system to the Internet of Everything this week. This is one of the topics on the agenda for the 11th China Satellite Navigation Conference, underway in Chengdu. Three-day event will see experts and scholars in satellite navigation and related fields in China and abroad use the platform to exchange ideas. The conference is the first significant event on satellite navigation to be hosted by China since the commissioning of the BDS-3 system in July. BDS-3 is the first space infrastructure that China's provided for global public service. BDS-related products have been exported to more than 120 countries. This year's edition of the Guangzhou International Automobile Exhibition has started. Foreign and domestic automakers are showcasing nearly 1,000 vehicles at the event. Around 40 vehicles are making their debut, most of them by Chinese carmakers. The exhibition runs until the weekend.